today's event is seems to be about freedom but also safety. Would that be right to say?
Absolutely. The event today is all about teaching young people to travel by themselves on buses and walking, instilling confidence in them. Now, normally what would happen is that these young students would be trained up with someone sitting in a bus behind them, and that's a kind of an artificial way of learning to self-travel. This process helps to speed that up. There's a bus route that will be set in the GPS system, and if they get lost, if they stray across a certain boundary, the GPS system alarm kind of would go off and they'd be able to be phoned up by the control centre. And we're hopeful that this technology will have other applications, particularly to people with dementia, in trying to support them in their own homes for longer. This all came onto my radar a couple of years ago, and the type of GPS device we were looking at trialling was a very big, clunky watch with a very sort of inefficient battery that would run out fairly quickly. And technology is improving all the time, and we're hopeful we'll get something that is more lightweight and usable, and this is what we've got here. We're hopeful we'll be able to use it for other client groups, such as people with dementia, and it's part of a wider telecare and telehealth project. We've got sensors for people that, that might have epileptic fits during the night, and what was happening was that a carer would be sleeping in the room next door. They'd come in every hour to check, and of course, if the person had been fitting within the hour, they wouldn't necessarily sense that, and they'd be switching the lights on to check them. So the quality of life for the patient, the service user, was very poor as a result of that. But with sensors that ring an alarm as soon as they get some movement in the bed that's out of the norm, the patient can get a good night's sleep without too much disturbance. And of course, they get looked after if they are having a seizure. We have automatic pill dispensers to help people prompt them to take medication, and all sorts of other devices that help to keep people in their homes for as long as they can, because that's where they tell us they want to be. Peter and Craig, I think, both have been real, you know, they've really benefited from this. And the head teacher who was speaking at the presentations of certificates to them was also saying that it's just great to see them out in the streets doing what they should be doing as normal kids, and it's fantastic. It's so liberating for them. It's really about empowering them, and all that that means to them as children, giving them a good quality of life and a bit of happiness and just the chance to run around and be normal. It's such a relief to the parent that, you know, there's this sort of obstacle that's been removed, that, you know, you've learned to self-travel, you're learning to get about and growing, and it's an important part of growing, an important part of getting your independence. And, you know, there's so many doors that are closed to you if you're not able to self-travel. I've had colleagues that have had children in that position, and it's really limits what they're able to do. Not just in terms of getting out socially, but, you know, there's college placements they're not able to necessarily take up, and they're very, very limited to their life chances.
Mm-hmm. When I mentioned this specific scheme to a friend before I came along, they said, "Oh, that sounds like tagging."
It's nothing like that. This is tagging is a punitive thing. You know, if you this is all about helping people to get independence and giving them the peace of mind. It's completely approaching it from the opposite point of view. It's giving them freedom, not taking it away, and it's giving them support to allow them to live as normal a life as they can manage, to build up that confidence that they really need, so that at some stage they'll be able to dispense with that when they've learned all the things that we've learned much earlier. I mean, I was riding buses as a 7-year-old quite confidently, but it's a different world now.
Will they perhaps pass the devices on down through the classes in the future?
Absolutely, yes. This is a training project, and we reckon that we'll be able to train children twice as fast as we would have done in the past, and train more of them, which I think is really great. So the more and more people that we can do this with, the better. And we're hopeful that other schools will take this up.